Hello, everybody. Welcome to Weekly Trash, the safe place to cleanse your mind, body, and soul of all that trash you consume this week so you can consume some more tomorrow. I'm your host, Josie Van Dyke, and welcome to today's solo episode. Happy Tuesday. If you're listening to this, I'm probably on my way to Nashville to go podcast with some special guests. First up is Betsy, the owner of Betty's. I'm so excited to meet her and her cows and her cat and her chickens and her horses and just the whole farm. I'm so freaking excited. It's going to be so much fun. She's the nicest person ever. I've never met her before, but I just already can tell that I'm going to love her. So I'm so excited. There's also two other guests that I'm podcasting with while I'm there. And then I'm headed to Morgan Wallen, good old Wallen. But yeah, that leads us into personal trash brought to you by Unload. Have you ever imagined never doing laundry again or picturing a future where laundry is a thing of the past? I know I constantly fantasize about a life without laundry and no bedding, no kids' clothes, no sneaky socks. And guess what? I found the solution. Unload. Unload is making everybody's dream come true. And Unload is offering unlimited laundry for trashers only for $320 a month. Seriously, unlimited. Take all your laundry baskets, even the ones with clean clothes, and they will take them and bring them back clean and folded and ready to put away. I've been using them for over 7 months now, well before they were a sponsor. They have changed my life. They have made me have so much more free time to be with my family and do things I actually enjoy, not just hanging up clothes and putting away clothes and all the things that come with doing laundry. And right now they're offering, if you sign up before April, 50% off a home cleaning. And if you're only wanting a home cleaning, you can mention Weekly Trash and get 25% off any of the cleaning services, and they'll throw in a free laundry service. Just book by the end of April. To get more information, book your service, or just get questions answered, go ahead and text or call 801-800-0708. Or you can message them on Instagram at unload.ut or visit their website at unloadhere.com. And make sure to mention Weekly Trash to take care of your cleaning laundry services and get that special Trasher exclusive offer. Thanks, Unload. Because I'm in the thick of packing, getting ready, getting things figured out. I'm putting pressure on myself to have good fits, okay? I've been wearing real clothes a lot lately. I've found this love for clothes and fashion again, which I completely lost. It kind of came back when I started the podcast, but then I got pregnant and I lost it again. But now I feel like it's really in full gear and I'm just having the funnest time putting together outfits, finding fun different pieces. Obviously, everything is from ASOS because it's next day delivery. Please sponsor me. But for reals, everything I own is ASOS. But I have some really cute outfits planned. Some are very out of my comfort zone. If you've been following and listening for a while, you know I don't show my arms, okay? I haven't worn a shirt that shows my arms in public in a very, 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 very long time. Honestly, probably high school. I had gotten like Weekly Trash merch tank tops once upon a time in season one, and I would wear it to the gym, but only in the studio where I film my Trizepatide updates on TikTok. That's the only place where I show my arms or my stomach or any part of my body because I'm just like self-conscious. And so I got outfits that show my arms and they are so out of my comfort zone. And I love my mom. I love her to death. But when I was like doing a fashion show for her, I was like, do you want a fashion show and I'll show you all my outfits? Her face was like, oh, those are a little showy. I mean, she didn't say that, but you can read your mom. Like, you can tell if your mom likes what you're wearing, okay? I could tell my mom did not like the outfits that I had chosen, which honestly, slay, that means that they're slutty and we love that. But it made me even more self-conscious because I was like, okay, my mom doesn't think I look hot. Like, what am I supposed to do? But then I tried them on for Caleb and he was like, sit on my face. So I think we're good. I think we're good, but I am very nervous because the clothes are just so out of my comfort zone. So please hype me up. Actually, you know what? I'm not going to ask you to hype me up because then if you hype me up, I'm going to feel like it's because I asked. So like, don't hype me up. Okay. Don't do it. Don't do it. I'm very excited though, but I'm mostly excited for the podcasts. If I'm being completely honest, I'm excited to see Morgan Wallen, but he's kind of a douche. And lately I've just been like, ew, you're annoying. You're kind of a loser and a fuckboy and you really need to get your shit together. But like, I like your music. So I'm going to go. The girls I'm going with, is one of them is my hair girl, Emily, shout out. She's obsessed with him. So she's going to be like hardcore fangirling. I'm at the point where I'm just going to be excited to like be with the girls, get dressed up, take pictures and listen to country music, not necessarily Morgan Wallen. But the podcasting I'm very excited about because that means I'm podcasting with three people. That means I'm going to make three new best friends. And that's honestly my favorite thing ever is meeting new people and talking to them and hearing their stories. So yeah, that's what I'm excited about mostly. But it's going to be so much fun. I've never been to Nashville. I'm excited to try the food, eat good food, shop, all the things. It's going to be so much fun. So if you've been to Nashville, if you have any recommendations, send them my way because I'll have some free time in between podcasting. Me and Carly will like want to get lunch somewhere and dinner. So give us your recommendations. I'm also very excited because your girl snagged a partnership with a hotel. I was trying so hard. Okay. I think we see influencers and they have like these like hotels and these vacations and they're free. And we just like assume that like, I don't know, they get dropped on their doorstep, which with some of them they do. But for people like me who aren't influencers and literally nobodies, it takes so much effort to get anybody to take you seriously. And so I think I emailed and messaged at least 50 hotels in Nashville and I got one. I fucking got one and it is so nice. You will hear about it soon and see it. Just know when you see it that I worked very hard to get it and I'm very proud of myself. I was talking to Jason, the modern dad, and he was like, oh, like, are they paying you? And I was like, no. No, I just wanted a place to stay. That's good enough for me. That is good enough for me. Very excited though. It's going to be so much fun. Me and Carly are going to have a sleepover slumber party. Two beds though. Two beds. I wanted my own bed because I'm also going to be getting a full night's sleep, a good night's sleep. Even though Banks does sleep through the night, it's just more knowing that I can wake myself up. It's not going to be a kid waking me up or crying or hearing Brooks bang his door because he doesn't know how to open it in the morning. Like I can just wake up when I want to wake up or when we have to wake up to go. I'm also renting a Turo car again, which if you listen to California, you know that the Turo experience was rough. Okay. My car smelled like marijuana. It was absolutely disgusting. I was pissed. I was a full on Karen about it and they ended up giving me a credit. So I'm using the credit to get this Turo and I got a nice little Audi. So hopefully all things go well. The car works great. And overall, it's just a dang good time. But I'm very, very, very excited about the podcasting and the food. Those are like top two most excited. Morgan Wallen's like third. Speaking of food though, a little trizepatide update. If you follow me on TikTok, I had said that I weigh as much as I weighed when I got married. I'm 153 now. For Patreon, I do my Patreon lives on Thursdays and I tried on my wedding dress because it was my anniversary last week. So I was like, oh, I'm going to try on my wedding dress. I haven't tried it on literally since my wedding. I haven't taken it out of the bag since my wedding. It still had the dirt on the bottom of it from like walking outside. But it fit. It freaking fit. I was freaking out. I did not expect it to fit, but it fit. Very surreal moment because I feel like when you get married in this culture, it's like, oh, you want to be your skinniest when you get married. And so you're working out the hardest, you're pushing yourself the most. and like you're in your best shape when you get married, which I feel like is so stupid because like, why are you literally stressing so much about something that should be so exciting? Like, you don't need to stress about that. Okay. But in 2016, okay, there were freaking books that were labeled how to lose 20 pounds for your wedding. Like, it was a moneymaker, like trying to get people to starve themselves before their weddings. So you're usually your skinniest when you get married. And so the fact that my dress fit me was shocking, absolutely shocking. But I was thrilled, absolutely thrilled, because that means that tricepatite is finally really starting to work. I feel like I've been on it for almost 9 months, and watching other people who are on tricepatite or Ozempic or whatever, they were seeing results within 3 months. And I literally saw nothing until I went to Maven, got my blood work done, found out I had type 2 diabetes, upped my dose. And now I feel like I'm seeing those results that I saw other people having. I can finally see my muscle tone. All the hard work of the gym is like starting to physically pay off. And that is all I could ever ask for. That's all I've wanted my entire life. But I have very good news. I am no longer pre-diabetic. So I had type 2 diabetes and I became pre-diabetic. My levels have dropped to a 5.1, which is crazy because when I started with Maven, they were a 6.4. And for anyone who doesn't know what those levels are, basically 6.5 is type 2 diabetes. And then I think 6 to 6.4 is pre-diabetic. So I am way below pre-diabetic range. So I'm actually going to start tapering off, because I feel like now my body's at a healthy place. I feel good. I feel like I'm at that point where I want to start tapering off. I don't want to feel like I'm dependent on this. Obviously, at some point, if my levels go back up and I'm pre-diabetic, like I'll get back on. But I'm slowly going to start to taper off, which makes me nervous, but also not really, because I feel like I've always had a pretty good lifestyle. And so I think the one thing that was always in my way was my insulin resistance, but I wasn't even aware of it. So I feel like now that I have it under control, it's going to be good. Like I'm not going to get back in that place that I was. So that is the tirzepatide update. I feel really good. I've had a lot of people reach out being like, where did you go? And I'll say it again. I went to Maven Medical Arts in Draper. I saw Erin Roberts. She's a homie. They did my blood work. And then from there, we did like the scale where they measure your muscle mass and your weight and your body fat and all the things in between. So it's not just them looking at like a number on a scale, because that number really means nothing. Like BMI is so not factual. Like my BMI still says I'm obese. Like it's so ridiculous. But their scale like shows you muscle mass, and I've been able to keep track of my muscle mass, make sure that I'm not losing muscle, because that's like the whole reason why I go to the gym, is like to build muscle. And so I've absolutely loved Maven. I cannot rave about them enough. I feel like people are always like, you look so happy, you're like glowing. It's like, it really is because I have finally found the thing that has helped me get to this place, has given me the ability to have my work and my effort and my body all match. And it's just great. So yeah, go to Maven, check them out. I don't think I have any sort of discount code with them. I'll double check. And if I do, I'll put it in the description of this episode, but they're the best. Love, 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 love Maven. So that is my tirzepatide Nashville updates for personal trash. Last thing in personal trash I want to talk about is Taylor Swift, because I kind of talked about it with Jason, but I hadn't listened to the album yet. I have now listened. I have listened and I have my top five. Top five. Which Fortnite is a good song. I do like Fortnite. That's the one with Post Malone. I like it, but I almost doesn't feel like it's part of the album because it's like the first one that got released. It's the one that has the music video. It's with Post Malone. Like it almost seems like an added bonus to the album. And I feel like it's obvious that it's good because it's the hit of the album. So obviously it's going to be good. So I didn't put it in my top five, but I do like it. Okay. I do like it. Top five though. Number one, and sorry to all the Swiftie haters out there. Like you're just going to have to deal for a minute. Number one, I Can't Do It With a Broken Heart. so freaking good. When I listen to the song, I can't relate to it in a sense of like being broken up with, but I put myself in those shoes as like somebody who is like trying to like build a business and like be successful, but like has to deal with like outside opinions and like anxiety and depression and all the things that come with it. And like that being my broken heart and me like pushing through it and like smile, bitch, like come on, hit your marks, like get your numbers, like do it, girl. Like I love it. Even though that wasn't the message, I twisted it so that way it would resonate with me. And I'm absolutely obsessed with it. Love. I'm so depressed, I act like it's my birthday every day. Which that line, if you know me, you know my birthdays are literally the worst day of the year. So it's so good. Absolutely love. I'm so sad that this album wasn't released during Eras Tour because the fact that she's going to be performing these songs live and I'm not going to see it makes me want to rip my heart out. Makes me want to rip my heart out. Second song is Who's Afraid of Little Old Me? Also, twisted it to resonate with me, which honestly, I didn't even really have to twist it that much because it's basically about like people not thinking that like she can like be intimidating or that she's gonna be this big star or be anything. And not that I am anything like Taylor Swift, but I feel like there's been people in my life that are like, oh, Josie, her silly little podcast. Like, oh, like, In particular, there's a certain person I'm thinking about, and I know that he is a very misogynistic ass. And I know that he talks shit, and I know that he looks at me like I am just this loser. And he's a successful, rich man, and he probably thinks like, I'm not scared of her. Well, you should be, okay? You should be, dude. I know you're not listening to this, but if you are, you should be. And one day, when it is appropriate, you should be very scared of me. Very scared of me. Okay, that's a threat. People listening are like, who the fuck is she talking about? You guys may never know. You might not ever know. But he knows. Which leads me to the third song, Thank You, Amy, because it also resonated with me because of this misogynistic ass. And the fact that like the whole time that you've been throwing punches, I've been building something, like obsessed, obsessed. It's obviously about Kim Kardashian, duh. And I just loved it. It resonated with me. The part where she's like, my mom's a saintly woman, but she wishes you were dead. Love. My mom also wishes this misogynistic asshole was dead. So, twins. The other part of the song that I loved is when she's in the first two verses, she says, fuck you, Amy. And then at the end, she says, thank you, Amy. 'Cause she's like, I wouldn't have this if you didn't exist, basically. And I love that too, because I feel like every time you have hardships in your life, it brings you to where you're supposed to go. And your life would be different if you didn't go through those hardships. And so, absolutely, such a good song. Love so much. Fourth is The Black Dog, which is basically about like a girl boyfriend. They break up. He moves on. He's going to this restaurant or bar called The Black Dog. I can't relate to it because I'm happily married, but I love, love, love the songs, the lyrics. There's like this one part where it gets like very intense. I don't know. It's a good one. It's a good one. Last is The Prophecy, which I haven't listened to it as much as I've listened to these other ones, but I put it in my top five because I can tell it's one of those songs that the more I listen to it, the more it's going to resonate with me, the more I'm going to love it. And so I'm predicting the future and I'm predicting that that is going to be in my top five. So it made the top five. And honestly, the whole album is so freaking good. I also loved The Alchemy, which I know people are like, what? The Alchemy? I don't like that song. Loved it. I also love So High School. And I think I love those too because they're obviously about Travis and just like the love story that she's in right now. And I love it. I love it so much for her. Which brings us to pop culture and TikTok trash. Pop culture and TikTok trash is brought to you by Road to Baby. Did you know that one in four people struggle with infertility, making the dream of growing a family seem like an uphill battle? You've probably heard celebrities like Kim Kardashian and Paris Hilton sharing their own surrogacy stories, shedding light on their journey. But what if I told you there's a team dedicated to making those dreams a reality for everyone? Meet Road to Baby. Road to Baby Agency specializes in surrogacy, egg, and sperm donation. With their expertise, they navigate the bumpy road to parenthood alongside you, ensuring you never feel alone. And if you've ever considered becoming a surrogate, egg, or sperm donor, look no further. Road to Baby believes in fairly compensating those pivotal in making parenthood dreams come true. Surrogates earn between $60,000 to $100,000 for their first-time dedication. Egg donors are generously compensated at $10,000 per donation, while sperm donors earn $5,000 for their first donation. Whether you've ever considered becoming a surrogate, egg donor, or sperm donor, Road to Baby is the place to go. Apply at roadtobaby.com. Again, that's roadtobaby.com. roadtobaby.com. Because Taylor Swift and Travis were seen in Vegas at a gala for Patrick Mahomes. And I got the inside scoop. I got to see stuff because we have a trasher who was there. I can't say her name. We're going to keep her anonymous. But like, if you're listening, I love you. Shout out to you. She literally got to meet Taylor. She had dinner with Taylor. She hung out with Taylor. The scream I scrumped when I found out this information, I died. I absolutely died. It's all I've been able to think about. Caleb is so annoyed with me because I literally can't stop talking about it. To know that somebody that I know literally hugged Taylor Swift, like, and not like in a fan meet and greet way, but in a war friends way, is I would die. And to everyone who thinks that Taylor and Travis's relationship is fake, it's not. Okay, it is not. It is so real. They're so in love. They're so cute. I was dying. They are the cutest things ever. I feel more connected to her now after talking to the trasher who met her. And like, just now I feel like I'm connected to her in some way, even though I wasn't even there and I have no connection whatsoever. But I feel like I lived through this person and she truly lived my dream, my absolute dream. I was asking Caleb, I was like, who in your life would you like shit yourself over if this happened to you? Like if you were at a thing and then you ended up having dinner with them, like one-on-one dinner, like who, what celebrity, what famous person would you literally shit yourself? Because mine are Taylor Swift and Justin Bieber, especially Taylor Swift, like singing Teardrops on My Guitar in front of my mirror, pretending to lip sync and do a music video, like every car ride, looking out the window, singing Taylor Swift. Like I am obsessed with her and love her and I would die. And so Caleb was like, oh, I don't know. And I was like, think, because I'm like, you have to have somebody, because Caleb is so chill and just like whatever, doesn't like freak out over anything. And I'm like the complete opposite. Like anything can make me freak out and fangirl and be excited. Like I just like to be excited. And finally, after thinking about it for a hot minute, he came up with his person. Guess who it is? I'll give you 3 seconds. 1, 2, 3. Aaron Rodgers. What a man answer, right? Like Aaron Rodgers, really? He's not even that famous. Like, yes, obviously he's famous in like football world, but Aaron Rodgers and Taylor Swift are on completely different levels. Like Taylor Swift is the most famous person like ever. Like, and he said Aaron Rodgers. So yeah, I've been, honestly, that's kind of like my personal trash too, because that's all I've been able to think about since I heard about it. It happened on, what day was the dinner? It would have been on Saturday night. Yeah, Saturday night. I have not been able to stop thinking about it since then. So it's taken up my mind. It'll continue to take up my mind. I couldn't even work out at the gym because it's all I could think about. So if you're listening, you know who you are. I love you, and you better freaking go to Kansas City and go in a Sweet Box and watch the game with them, and you are living every Swifties dream, every Swifties dream. Some other pop culture trash was we had Stagecoach, which is basically Coachella. It's in the same place, but with country music. I would love to go to Stagecoach because I feel like it's a different vibe. It's not as like influencer-y and like wearing crazy outfits. But I will say it's kind of starting to be like that, which is intimidating. I feel like Coachella is intimidating because it's like if you don't have the craziest, coolest outfits, if you're not in a freaking influencer house with a company doing an influencer trip, like you're kind of a loser. Where Stagecoach was like people who loved country music would like go and enjoy country music. But now it's starting to become Coachella, which I don't love because I want to be able to go to Stagecoach one day. And at this rate, I'm never going to go because it's basically Coachella. Like somebody posted a picture on TikTok and it was like a line to get in. And it was like people with 1 million followers go in this line. People with under 1 million followers go in this line. And it was a joke, obviously, but like kind of feels real. Everybody there was an influencer. All of Bachelor Nation was there. I honestly blame Bachelor Nation for making Stagecoach into Coachella. Because if you remember Bachelor in Paradise, I think it was 5 years ago, there was like all that like cheating scandals and people sleeping with other people at Coachella. I can't even remember who it was, if I'm being completely honest. I feel like Nick Viall was part of it. I can't remember. I feel like Colton Underwood was part of it too. But he's gay now, so maybe not. I don't know. Either way, it's kind of becoming Coachella. And it's at the same place as Coachella, so it already feels like Coachella. But country music is supposed to be, like, so chill. Like, you're not supposed to get all, like, crazy funky festival outfits and, like, take ecstasy. It's just chill, drink a beer. I don't drink beer, but people drink beer, wear their cowboy boots, chew tobacco, and say yeehaw. And I'm all for that. I'm not for the crazy Coachella vibes. Who's cleaning it up? Who are they hiring to clean up? And are those people that are cleaning up finding treasure? Because a lot of these people are drunk. They're on drugs. They're dropping things left and right. Okay. My question is, how do I get the job of helping clean up? I know that sounds like a horrible job, but it actually might be one of the best jobs because all the treasures. I mean, think of all the influencers that are dropping their Summer Fridays lip gloss, okay? You sell that crap on eBay. Think about the jewelry that's being dropped. And yes, a good person would take it to Lost and Found, which, yeah, I agree. You should do that. But let's just say, hypothetically, that you take it to the Lost and Found and it's there for months and no one ever gets it, so you get to take it home. Think of all the cool things you would take home. You would take home so many cool things if you were the person that was cleaning up a music festival. I would take like one of those metal detectors and I would just walk around the entire field looking for shit. You would find the craziest things. You'd also probably find a lot of like condoms and drugs and things. But underneath all of that, there could be some treasures. So if anybody knows how to get in contact with the cleaning services, or if you've ever cleaned up after a festival, what'd you find? Did you find any treasures? Did you take it to the Lost and Found? Finders, keepers, losers, sweepers. I must know. Nick Viall and his fiance Natalie are now husband and wife. They got married and it was the sickest wedding I've ever seen in my entire life. They got married at her parents' acreage, like farm estate in Georgia. So this girl has money, okay? Which, okay, makes a little sense now. Because she was like 20 or 21 when they met. She's a rich girl. If I was a rich girl, na 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 na. See, I would marry Nick Viall in my Georgia farm. Like truly the most beautiful land I've ever seen in my whole life. And her parents own it. Yeah, it's unreal. All the influencers flew out that weren't at Stagecoach. They came to this beautiful wedding. The theme was like country, but like old country, like Western film with the cowboy in the middle of the street with the tumbleweed going across, blowing the smoke out of his gun type of vibe. If you catch it, you catching the vibe? Yeah. Loved. Go look at the pictures on their Instagram. So good. She was also 2 months postpartum. I'm sorry. You couldn't pay me any amount of money to get married 2 months postpartum. I am still a mess 2 months postpartum. I still look 5 months pregnant 2 months postpartum. Okay. My boobs hurt. My head hurts. I have bags under my eyes. My nose still is swollen and not in its regular form. I look like a different person still at 2 months postpartum. She looked like a freaking Victoria's Secret model. The milk in her boobies were giving her the best push-up I've ever seen. She was flawless. Absolutely flawless. The pictures of them holding their baby is wild. It's like, no, no, no. Like, you did not. Like, that's not yours. That's a prop. Like, that's not your baby. Like, what? You popped out that baby, planned your wedding, picked out your dresses, got married 2 months postpartum, and looked like that. Slay. That is a brag. That is a brag. She needs claps. Let's give her claps because wow. 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 Happy for her. And also, I think Nick Viall is really hot. Like, everyone's getting up in arms about their age difference. Who cares, first of all? Second of all, he's a daddy. Like, he's hot. Like, if I was a 21-year-old, I would totally go for him. It's not like he's some old, ugly hag. Like, he's attractive and he's successful. He's hot. Like, she scored and he seems to treat her really well. So happy for them. Some other TikTok trash, though, is I stumbled across this story. I don't know how I came across it, but it's basically about a dog named Bentley. My daughter's name is Bentley. Don't get confused. This is about a dog. A dog named Bentley that was in a car accident with her owner and the owner's mom. The owner's mom died. The owner lived and the dog went missing. They thought the dog was gone. They couldn't find the dog. The dog lived on this terrain, this mountain, for like 8 weeks or something. And she finally got reunited with her. And there's this viral video of them reuniting. And it had me bawling. I was bawling watching it. It was the most tender, precious, sweet thing I've ever seen in my entire life. The dog is like all like ratted up because it's been living in the wilderness. I can't believe it didn't get eaten by anything. It's like a golden doodle too. It's not like it's this freaking German shepherd. It's a golden doodle. Okay. And it survived living in the wilderness. And it is just like the sweetest video ever and had me bawling last night. So if you come across it, it's the Bentley story. And let me know how you feel after. The dog's fine now. Okay. But it's just so crazy because she's like, the fact that he survived. And then like she's calling him over to her. She had to like go on this huge hike to get to him because they spotted him from far, far away. But like he wouldn't come back down the mountain. So she had to hike up this mountain to get him. And it was super dangerous. And then she sees him and she's like, baby, baby. But like he doesn't recognize her at first because it's been so long. And it's just like the most emotional thing I've ever watched in my life. But like you guys should all watch it. But that means it's time for Trashers Trash, which we got some good ones. We got some good ones. You guys always come through with that trash. So let's go. Trashers Trash is brought to you by Hello Seconds. Hello Seconds is a high-end thrift store located in Linden, Utah that offers a unique shopping experience for everyone. With a wide range of clothes, home decor, and accessories, Hello Seconds is the perfect place to find hidden gems at affordable prices. You can find brands like Free People, Lululemon, Nike, Anthropologie, Zara, and etc. There are so many amazing brands that you can shop from. At Hello Seconds, the focus is on embracing personal style without breaking the bank. Bougie on a budget. The store believes that fashion shouldn't have a high price tag, and they strive to provide customers with fashionable options at affordable prices. With a constantly changing inventory, there's always something new to discover at Hello Seconds. And not only that, but one of the standout features of Hello Seconds is the affordable booth rental option where you can make 70% of your sales. Yeah, just selling clothes that you no longer wear that is another person's treasure. Sellers can rent a booth for $20 a week and receive assistance from staff in promoting and selling their items daily. But if you mention Weekly Trash, you will get that rental for free. So join the community of fashion-forward individuals who appreciate the thrill of finding amazing deals at HelloSeconds. Whether you're looking to update your wardrobe or decorate your home or make some cash, HelloSeconds is the place to go. And I have great news because HelloSeconds now has a website. Go to HelloSeconds.com and use code TRASHERS when booking to get your free booth rental. Love ya! Me and my husband have been together for 10 years, married for 5. We are high school sweethearts. We just bought a new house, and when we were moving, I went through all of his old things and found an SD card. I decided to look on it and found a video of him and another girl. They were both naked and doing about everything but sex. He was like 17 or 18 at this time. We were talking at this time, but not together. I can't even believe what I watched. It was 10 years ago. Do I bring it up? Burn my eyes. It was so hidden in a box, I don't even think he knows about it. Okay. Yes, bring it up, because that's weird for you to have seen that and not bring it up. Like, how would you be able to even not say that you saw that? Like, how could you look at him and not be like, oh, by the way, I saw this? Like, yes, you absolutely 1,000% have to bring it up. But the thing that's weirding me out is that he filmed him and another girl naked. Like, did it look like she consented to being filmed? Like, that's weird. That is weird that that's on video and he has it on an SD card. 1,000% you need to bring it up so he can explain himself. I can't believe you watched it though. I don't think I could. I guess maybe it's like a train wreck where like you don't want to look, but you can't look away type of situation. But wow, that's a lot. That's a lot. Please give us an update after you confront him. Like, what does he say? Did you recognize the girl? Was it like a girl that you went to high school with? Because you said you guys were high school sweethearts. So like, did you know the girl? Like, wow. Just wow. And I just, the filming thing is where I'm like, why? And why is it on an SD card? Like, did they film it on a freaking actual camera? Like, were they making a sex tape? We need answers. We need answers. Okay. My birthday was over the weekend and my husband gave zero thoughts about it. He knows I'm the big birthday gal. Didn't even get me flowers or anything. I bought my own shoes as a present. We did go out to dinner last minute, but come on, man, get me a Costco cake at the very least. At the very least, do better. Do better. I hope you got mad at him. Like, does he know? You said he knows that you're a birthday gal. Like, have you really just like nailed it in him that like he needs to do better? Because I've talked about this on Valentine's Day, like how my husband, like his best is going to the store and buying cheap ass flowers. He thinks that that is like equivalent to taking me to Paris. Like, it is in his head, they are the same thing. You really have to like word it out for them. Like, write it down on paper, write him a letter. Be like, dear husband, you suck ass. You made my birthday suck. Next year, do better. Like, what do you do for his birthday? Maybe for his birthday, you just throw him a party that you would want. And then you just be like, hey, see how I like celebrated you? Do that for me. Men really are dumb. Some men. There are the unicorns out there. But some men just are dumb. I'm so sorry. Hope you had a good birthday. Other than that, happy birthday. I hope your shoes are so cute. Honestly, go buy more shoes. You deserve more shoes. I got put on an antidepressant and took it for 30 days, then thought I was better, so I stopped taking them. I am not better, LOL. So we back on them SSRIs, baby. Isn't that funny how we go on medication that's supposed to make us feel better and it makes us feel better? So then we somehow think that we feel better without the medication, so we stop taking it, and then guess what? We don't feel better. Yeah, it's happened to me a plethora of times, and you don't want to mess with it. You don't want to mess with it, especially with depression when you have suicidal thoughts, because I will think I'm fine, and there have been times in my life where I literally just stop cold turkey, and then it's like really scary suicidal thoughts, really bad depression, and it's like, well, duh. It's because my body just is like, what is happening? You just took away the one thing that was making us not feel like shit. So Yeah, you got to be careful. If you feel like you're in a good place, use that to like slowly get off of it and start incorporating like better habits into your life. Don't just like completely get off of it. Like, okay, you're on them. Now you're in a good headspace. So now while you're in a good headspace, get a good routine. Start working out or start a new hobby or start doing something that keeps you in a good routine, and then you can slowly decrease the amount that you're taking, but never, 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 never get off cold turkey. So dangerous. Is this mean? My in-laws all went to dinner for my mother-in-law's birthday. The entire time, my sister-in-law didn't speak or even look at my husband and I. When they got up to leave, they walked out before their husbands even, wait. My sister-in-law's, oh, sister-in-law's, not sister-in-law. They didn't even speak or look at me. When, okay, I'm starting all over. Sorry. Is this mean? My in-laws all went to dinner for my mother-in-law's birthday. The entire time, my sister-in-law's didn't speak or even look at my husband and I. When they got up to leave, they walked out before their husbands even stood up. I yelled after them, "Hi, we're here too." Am I rude? No, absolutely not. They're rude. They're rude, and you were calling them out on it, and we need more of that. When people are rude, call them out. People need to be called out. And also, you need to call people out to cleanse your own self soul, so that way you're not holding it in and then making up assumptions or stories in your head as to why they didn't talk to you. Instead, call them out, and then you can confront them, and then you can work it out. Like, what did they say? Were they like, ha 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 ha, or were they still rude? You were not rude. You are calling people out. That is two different things. You're not rude. I want to start an online business on Instagram, but I feel so overwhelmed with what to focus on. I love DIY interior design. I am certified in yoga and meditation. I have done professional photography, and I just had my sixth baby last month and love labor, newborns, and motherhood. What area would be best? Okay. I can't answer this for you because you have to pick something. Well, first of all, you don't have to just pick one thing. You can be all of it. But if you're trying to start like a business in the sense of like a product, then yeah, you kind of have to pick one thing. But if you're just saying like you want to be an influencer and just like have a page where you talk about your life and all the things that you're passionate about, I think there is a point where it's like, okay, you're doing a little too much. But you have to pick the area that you feel most passionate about. If I tell you, oh, yeah, do DIY, but like, is that what you're most passionate about? Because building an Instagram is so hard. It takes so much time, and you really have to plan out things, and you have to be engaged with your audience like almost 24/7. And so if you're not really passionate about it and you're just kind of like half-assing it, or like, oh, I kind of like this and I also kind of like this, so I'm just going to kind of like do both. You can do that, but you also really need to find what brings you like excitement. Like, what kind of content is exciting for you to create? So, I can't really tell you what would be best. You have to decide that. And just know there's a very thin line between, you know, having a lot of content that's relatable and like doing it all versus like making it so it's so messy because you have so many random things going on. Like, I'm trying to think of a creator that does it really well, that has like so many different things going on and still is successful. And honestly, I can't think of one. I feel like once you get to a point where you're trying to do a million things, all the things are crap. So maybe just pick one. Now that I think about it, just pick one, but pick the one that excites you the most, that is something that you could really make fun content with, and that you feel like resonates with you the most. I'm not ugly. People compliment my appearance often. For the life of me, I cannot get any good-looking men to match with me on dating apps. What am I doing wrong? What are the men looking for? How do I meet people off dating apps? I love how you're like, I'm not ugly. Slay, girl. You know your worth. You know you're hot. Love it. Honestly, are we sure the men are ugly? Because some men are just really bad at taking pictures. And if you ask me, the men that are good at taking pictures are douchebags. I don't want those men. I want the man that barely knows how to work his phone. Okay, I want the man that takes a selfie and looks like an idiot. I don't want the man that's taking a gym selfie, doing modeling headshots. I don't want that man because that man is not my type. He's a douche. He's gonna fucking cheat on you, or he's just a bad guy. Okay, we're not into those guys. We want the guys that are hot, but they don't even know they're hot. And so they don't know how to dress. They don't know how to take pictures. They don't know how to do anything. Okay, those might be the men that you're matching with. There might be potential there. You just may not see it, but there could be potential. Okay? That's my first take. Second, I think men, depending on where you live, have like the different vibes. I feel like in Utah, blondes always win. Okay? Blondes always win. It was a tragedy in high school growing up as a brunette because my friends were all blonde and I always felt like the ugly friend, but I also am not ugly. Okay? I know my worth too. I am good looking. And I always felt ugly because I wasn't blonde. So, are you blonde? That's my second question. Are you blonde? Also, where do you live? I feel like dating apps are how everyone meets everybody, especially if you're not the kind of person that like goes to bars or in that kind of party scene, which I don't know if you'd even want to meet your spouse or significant other in a party scene. Because I don't know if like that matches with like your core values. I don't know. I don't know any of your values. What I do know though is there might be potential in some of these men you're matching with. You don't want the guy with the hot headshot. You don't. You don't. Okay. That's my advice. My friend has a new boyfriend and she only ever spends time with him. We used to be so close and now there is no effort from her and she never reaches out. I feel like since she's the one in the relationship and I'm the single one, she should be the one reaching out to me when she's free. Am I wrong? Yes. Yes, you are wrong. This is sounding like you're a little jealous, which is totally valid. She's your BFF and now you're not getting as much time with her. But that also shows a sign that maybe you're a little codependent on her. And maybe it's time that you blossom and you grow and it's uncomfortable and it's hard. But you have to live your life for you. And friends come and go, okay? You have to find happiness outside of your friendship with your friend. So if she's gonna be with her boyfriend all the time, go find something that makes you happy and excited. Like, don't just like sit around and wait for her. And also, friendships go two ways. I think she should reach out to you, but also you should reach out to her. I think having the expectation that she should be the only one reaching out is a little insane because she also might think the same way about you. Like, oh, she doesn't have a boyfriend, so she's always free, so she should be reaching out to me, like type of mindset. Like, both are not right. Like, it's a two-way street. Yes, as women, we should definitely keep our female friendships in our forefront and like nourish them because I think female friendship is one of the most important things in our lives. But also at the same time, like if you're wanting to get married, if you're wanting a spouse, like you also have to nurture those things too. And so I feel like sometimes your husband or your boyfriend or whatever is going to get more attention than maybe your friends. And that's okay. So I think having the mindset of it's okay that she's spending all her time with him because like she's in love with him and you're happy for her instead of I'm jealous, I don't get time with her, why is she never reaching out to me? Like she's in love. She's in love. This one made me giggle. I started going to the gym every morning at 6 a.m. and I don't really talk about it, but every now and then I feel the need to just bring it up in a conversation so they know how tough I am. This is the most valid thing ever because I don't know anybody who goes to the gym early and doesn't talk about it. Like it's their whole personality. So the fact that you're just kind of bringing it up is hilarious, but I agree. Like people need to know. People need to know how tough you are. That's amazing. Is it annoying? Yes, but it's also your God-given right. Okay. You are waking up at 6 in the morning. Post about it. Okay. We need to see a gym selfie. Okay. At least once a week. You are better than us. You are going to the gym at 6 a.m. Please rub it in my face. Please. You deserve that. You deserve that. And that is it for this week's Trashers Trash. There is a Patreon episode going up for April of all of April's Trash or Trash that I didn't read on the podcast. So If you've submitted something and you haven't heard it, it could possibly be on Patreon. But thank you so much for submitting your trash. I hope you feel better now that you've let that all out. And I'll talk to you guys on Thursday with Betsy in Nashville in real life. I'm so freaking excited. It's going to be so much fun. I'm vlogging the entire thing for Patreon, so head on over there if you want to see those videos. And go leave me a 5-star review telling me you love me, because I love you. And don't forget to take out your trash. Bye!